What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I want to get your take on this, Harry, and you out there can give your take as well at 412-928-9370. Do you ever get a little bit jealous you see what Ellie De La Cruz does and think that should be our Cruz, that should be O'Neal Cruz, or do you think the gap there is closer than what it seems to be?
I think it's closer than what it seems to be. Ellie's not that great. He just has one or two really good games, and then he goes back into a slump. I think that the gap's closer. I think that they're much of the same. I think he had a big game yesterday, but that's not what he does consistently, so I'm not jealous at all.
Yeah, so he does lead the majors in strikeouts. 84 games in, he has 111 strikeouts. He also leads the majors in stolen bases. He has 40. He is going to be at least a 20-40 player, probably a 30-40 player. And I mean, think, we're halfway through the season. He has 40 stolen bases. You know, who knows what he can end up with there. And home runs, he's going to be right around 30. He's going to be upper 20s, if not 30. He's hitting 15 points or so higher than what Cruz is hitting right now. And again, I know that's not the end-all, be-all.
How many home runs does he have again?
He has 14. Cruz has 12, unless his baseball reference page is not up to date from
night. I didn't know myself there. I wanted to make sure.
Which I don't think it is. So he would have 15 home runs because it has his last game is June 30th, not last night against the Yankees.
Okay.
So 15 home runs for Ellie De La Cruz, and he has he had a triple last night as well. So that's number 6 on the season for him. His OPS plus going into last night was 126. Cruz going into last night was 104, but O'Neal Cruz went 0-for-3 in that game against the Cardinals.
I'm pretty confident. I don't know if you remember last season, but the Reds were on a hot streak and Ellie De La Cruz was exciting and they were pushing all the right buttons and they went on a 10-game winning streak and they were like second, I think, in the NL Central and they were on their way to a playoff spot. And then Ellie De La Cruz stopped hitting, and the pitchers on their team really started to waver. And then they lost 10 in a row later in the season to get themselves out of contention. And I love that. So they were living and dying on how well he was doing in the lineup.
Do you think that if O'Neal Cruz started to heat up, the Pirates could see something similar to that? I feel like there's no point this season where there's much of a risk of them losing 10 games in a row. I think there's something there that you can see them winning 10 games in a row, but I think that they have their starting pitching is just too good right now compared to last season to where I don't see them going through major dry spells like we saw in 2023.
No, they've got a bunch of stoppers, which is great. Although Paul Skeens has pitched and then they've ended up losing games, which is concerning. Hate that. But no, I mean, I don't see them going on a streak one way or the other. I mean, I really think unless they make some major additions, they're going to be in that in that, you know, same spot all year. And I've been maintaining this opinion a bit lately. I think that the Pirates, their trajectory is based on how well O'Neill Cruz does. I mean, you see they have better chances of winning, and they do win many of the games that he hits a home run in. And when he's performing well and he's batting in the middle of the lineup, the Pirates do better. The only problem is that when he's not hitting and when he does dumb things in the field, they're more susceptible to lose. It's not rocket science, but I mean, that's just what I've observed, is that they really rely on him to produce. And when he doesn't, when he does not hit, they're not winning games. He's one of the people they rely on. I'm scared of Brian Reynolds too, for that same reason, because when he hits, they really do well. And when he doesn't, you know, but I hear he's batting 200 in the Julys after his last two Junes. That's scary to me. Those two guys really got to hit. And if they don't, it just seems like the Pirates win less.
Yeah, historically, Brian Reynolds, very good player in June and subpar player in the month of July. So we have to hope that he doesn't, you know, completely boomerang after what he accomplished last month, which was a great one for him. He had a 25-game hitting streak come to an end just the other day. Comment made by Greg Brown yesterday during the PM team. He joined around 4:15, and I thought one of the last things he said caught my attention, and it has caught the attention of the people. This is one of those graphics we put out there, Harry, that Craig would be happy about. A lot of impressions on this, baby. A lot of impressions on this. Brownie yesterday saying, the bottom line is the Pirates' greatest chance of improving offensively is currently on the Major League and Triple A roster. Listen, I love Greg. You know, I've grown up listening to Greg doing Pirates games. I just can't fall in line with this. I can't agree with this. You know, say what you will about the coaching, but I feel like if they are in the thick of things as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline, I'm not saying they have to get the top guy available, but I do not think their best chance of improving the offense is currently on their Major League roster or on the AAA roster. I mean, AAA, first and foremost, the pitching in AAA has been awful this year. I think the ERA is a full run or so higher than what it is in Major League Baseball, and we've seen examples of guys getting called up that after they mash the ball in AAA for maybe a month or so at a time, they come up here and they look lost. See Davis, Henry for that. Also, G1 Bay, a good example of that. But Henry Davis is completely lost. Now his rehab has been stalled due to issues with concussions, but that's also very concerning as a side note, especially given the position that he plays. But this really caught the attention of some people out there, and you know, you saw people jumping all over Greg for towing the company line and what have you. I have to respectfully disagree with what Greg said there. Their greatest chance of improving this offense, maybe their best players, if it is Brian Reynolds, if it is O'Neill Cruz, I mean, hell, you could even say Andrew McCutchen, who hit another home run last night. He now has a dozen on the season. That's not their best chance of improving the offense with what comes after that. If you go out there and even get a moderate bat, I don't know if Jazz Chisholm is the answer. I happen to think he's a little bit of an overrated player. However, you put him in this offense, and it's a game changer. I mean, perfect picture to paint of that. Jack Sawinski last night, a career game for Sawinski. 3-for-3, a 3-run home run, and he's hitting a whopping 180 on the season. He was hitting 168 going into last night's game. Like, he has been a very difficult player to watch. He still occasionally has that power stroke. He has 7 on the season. But he is somebody that has to heat up in a big way in the second half, because going into the year, you accounted for this guy to hit probably 20 home runs. And somebody as naive as me thinking that Henry Davis could hit 15 to 20 home runs. Henry Davis barely has 15 to 20 hits on the season. That's how bad the man has been. In fact, he does not have 15 to 20 hits. He has 13 hits in 29 games this year. And I thought the guy would hit 15 or 20 balls out of the ballpark. Silly me to think a former first overall pick could do that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.